Welcome to the daily chizuk. At times, people suffer from what appears to be to them unbearable pain. They have cried out to Hashem numerous times to prevent a certain situation from coming that they have been fearing. They begged for His mercy. But not only did the situation occur, it happened in the worst way imaginable. It could be a man going through a divorce, getting separated from his children, becoming financially strained. It could be a woman going through a divorce, suffering humiliation beyond belief, and having nothing to look forward to other than the struggles ahead and the life of shame that she thinks she's going to live. It could be a man who is trying so hard to keep his business afloat, but instead it collapsed and put him into so much debt, and it appears impossible for him to ever pay it all back. It could be someone experiencing heartache from his or her children, the disrespect, the name-calling, the public humiliation which they cause. The parents have no rest, struggling with their situation day in and day out. And the list goes on. And the people begin to question. I prayed so hard for Hashem to help me. I learned that He is kind and merciful. But how can you call this mercy? Not only didn't Hashem help me, He made it much worse than I could have ever imagined. I begged Him so much, and this is what I get? I'm not a bad person. I try so hard to follow the Torah. Is this what I deserve? Please make some type of sense out of this. The Chovot HaLevavot teaches us, we can never know the exact reasons why things happen to people in this world. But our rabbis tell us, we are living in the end of days, and all of the souls in this world have already lived once before. Every single person here is on a mission to fix whatever needs fixing in order for him to live forever in total bliss in Olam Haba. We don't know exactly what we have to do to fulfill our missions. But fortunate for us, Hashem does. And it is complete and pure mercy. He puts every single person in the exact circumstances he needs to be in to fulfill his purpose here. Before we even came into the world, we were shown the lives that we needed to live to fulfill this purpose. And knowing what was at stake, we practically begged Hashem for it. But after we come here, we forget about that. And we ask, Hashem, why are you doing this to me? Sometimes the situations are embarrassing. Sometimes they're painful. But if we would actually know what we're accomplishing in each circumstance that Hashem puts us in, we would be thanking Him for each and every one of them. It could be that we're pleading to Hashem to give us a certain result, but Hashem knows if the results would turn out the way we wanted, we wouldn't accomplish what we're meant to be doing here. So although it seems like cruelty to us, in actuality, even when we get the opposite of what we hoped for, that too is mercy. A person could be a tzaddik, doing everything right. Maybe that's why he has the merit to experience what he's experiencing here, to be able to enjoy with Hashem forever. This world is very short. 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. The next world is forever. That is where we are going to enjoy. But the only way to do it is to go through this world first. If we can trust that even during the darkest times, it is still our loving Hashem doing what's best for us. That will elevate us so much, and that itself can take the place of other difficult circumstances that we were supposed to have. Hashem loves us more than we could imagine. Soon he is going to reveal this love to us. But for now, it is our job to trust. Have a great day.